This week I'm reading from Mark 6:30 through 44. Feeding the 5,000. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourself and rest a while." For many were coming and going, they had no leisure even to eat, and they went into the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many ways. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to the heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them, and all ate and were filled. They took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered the 5,000 men.
The phrase that best describes my diet is the best of intentions. Maybe you can understand that a little bit. Many Sunday afternoons, after sort of unwinding from worship and taking a nap or vegging out in front of the TV and watching some football game or something, I begin to work on the meal plan for the week ahead. I look in the fridge and what's about to expire. I look in the freezer to take inventory of all the things that we have. And I start to think about and I start to construct a menu. I have a page in my notes on my phone that I write out the weekly menu, and then I ask my wife and check with the kids if they have any special requests, and then from the menu I start to make a grocery list. And I'll have to say the menu is usually follows pretty much to a T until maybe Wednesday-ish, when I'm just honestly too tired to cook again. And I'll get home from school and I'll gently suggest that we should order something for dinner. You know, it's COVID. And then the really big decisions begin. When we're not alone, and I'm sure that we're not alone in this routine, it goes something sort of like this between my wife and I. "Well, I don't know. What do you want for dinner?" "Well, I don't know. What do you want for dinner?" "Well, I don't know. What do you feel like?" "Oh, I don't know. I don't really have a preference." And then we go back and forth, back and forth. And this will go on for a few rounds, and then until one of us decides what we're really hungry for. Now, hunger is at the heart of this morning's scripture. The feeding of the multitudes is found 6 times in the Gospels, and it's the only miracle that Jesus performs that we know of that's recorded in all 4 Gospels. The disciples have just returned from their first mission that Jesus sent them on to teach and to heal. And they're so excited to tell Jesus about the ministry that they did, the people that they encounter when Jesus breaks the difficult news to them that Herod has killed their good friend and Jesus's cousin, John the Baptist. Grief-stricken from this terrible news, the disciples seek to retreat to a deserted place. They're all hungry to get away for rest and to grieve together. The disciples were literally starved for some alone time with Jesus. They were craving space and a place for them to process with their rabbi. But the crowd was hungry also, and the crowd was present. And I would say that the crowd wasn't just hungry, they were famished. They were hungry for healing and for a word of inspiration. The crowd had either just witnessed Jesus's miracles themselves, or they had heard about them from others. Whichever the case is, they all wanted to be healed, to hear for themselves about the kingdom of God. The crowd was really hungry. They were empty. They were unsatisfied. They were desiring something more in life, more love, or maybe more grace, more meaning, more community. The time had gotten away from everyone who was there on that hillside that day as they were being spiritually fed, when the disciples started to become concerned about everyone's physical hunger. Although I would like to say and propose that maybe the disciples themselves, their stomachs started to growl and they figured everyone else must be as hungry as them. So they asked Jesus to send them away. They sort of begged him, make them go somewhere and find something to eat. Instead, Jesus, I'm sure the most gentle way Jesus could, he said, no, I want you to feed the crowds. Actually, what he said is, you give them something to eat. So I'm sure the disciples, they gathered what they had. They brought it all together. They prepared the meal, and then they went and they fed the crowd. There was not only enough for all of those that were gathered there that day, but the scripture says that there were leftovers. The people came hungry that day, and they left filled, at least for a minute. And you see, the thing about hunger is if we don't pay attention to it, it'll sneak up on us again and again, and sometimes even multiple times a day. And oftentimes I can relate to the crowd that was there that day, hungry for more. More love, more grace, more meaning, more community, more justice. See if you can relate to some of the things that I'm hungry for as a teacher, as an American, as a wife, as a mom, as a sister, as a part of a woman, part of the LGBTQI+ community, as a friend, as a pastor, as a Christian, and as a human. Maybe you and I are hungry for some of the same things. You see, I'm hungry to live in a country that's willing to do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is safe in a pandemic, even if it means wearing a mask. Because really, my rights aren't as important as another person's safety. I'm hungry for real leadership to do something to stop this pandemic that we find ourselves on, and to do something substantial for the 31 million Americans that are unemployed, for all of the children around the country who are struggling with online learning or these new classroom models that aren't really cohesive or effective for educating our children. Hungry for small businesses that are on the brink of shutting down to be helped, for our leadership to trust science and to lead in our world to stop the spread of COVID. I'm hungry to wake up one morning and find out that Breonna Taylor didn't die in vain, where justice will be had and real changes will make a difference to people of color in our country. I'm hungry to live in a country that seeks justice for everyone, and it doesn't matter if you have money or privilege, if you're white or if you're black, if you're immigrant or if you're citizen. I'm hungry to live in a society that gets as upset about American children going to bed hungry, starving, as we get upset about a local sports team not making the playoffs. I'm hungry to live in a country that spends just as much time working for justice and peace as we do on social media or listening to the news. I'm hungry to live in a country that cares as much about the troops who serve our country when they come home, wounded and mentally altered, as they do when the war march sends them into harm's way. I'm hungry to live in a country that elects leaders that seek to find resolutions and solutions for real and systemic problems in our country and in our world, rather than debate, degrade, and just want to defeat. I'm hungry to live in a country that's honest about our history, so we can learn from the past and not make those same mistakes again. I'm hungry to live in a country that gives just as much money, if not more, to the poor and to the needy and to the hungry as we pay for political advertising and campaigns. I'm hungry to be part of a faith community that makes a difference in the community, that offers radical hospitality to all people and finds as much value in the faith development of a toddler as in a 99-year-old. I'm hungry to be part of a faith community that spends as much time praying for one another as we do talking about one another. I'm hungry to experience the abundance of life, not so much that it means that others would lack. I'm hungry to be honest and confessional about things that I've hungered for and even feasted on that may have hurt others, myself, or God's creation. I'm hungry to worship a God that calls us to a life of justice and compassion, radical trust and sacrifice, not judgment and exclusion. I'm hungry to commune around the table with people who pray for one another rather than gossip about one another. I'm hungry to commune around the table with other broken people who are made whole by the grace and love of God. I'm hungry for food that reminds me that God's love is so abundant it feeds the whole world. I'm hungry to feast on God's radical acceptance of my shortcomings, where the tragedies of life are confronted and hope is realized. I'm hungry to be convicted and then converted and then finally transformed by God again and again with others who crave to live faithful lives. Today, as we come to this table, to the communion table, to a communion table on this World Communion Sunday, I tell you, I'm hungry. And I'm more than hungry. I'm starving. And I realize that most of us are hungry for something every moment of our lives. And that hunger is why God came in the person of Jesus, to feed us, to heal us, to make us one with each other, to reconcile us to God, and to strengthen us, to show us the way where we can live lives that seek justice, that embody compassion and grace, and that are honest about our hungers. This day, we thank God for this meal, for this community, for at least a moment, we'll satisfy our hunger, and then we'll go back to those same hungers that we'll work to fill. May it be so. Amen. As we gather around the table this day, I invite you to grab your communion elements and be reminded that all are invited to this table. All are invited to partake in this holy meal. And as we gather today, we not only just talked about hungry and all the ways we long to be filled. I remind you that this is World Communion Sunday. It's been celebrated less than 100 years, really, globally, of World Communion Sunday. But we are reminded that as we partake in this meal, we're not only united to God, to one another, but to all who believe globally that this meal can transform, that this meal can fill their hungers, and finally, that this meal can strengthen us to fill some of those hungers and those work for justice and peace in our communities and in our world. And so as we gather around this table, we are reminded that Jesus gathered with his community, his friends, his disciples that final night. And he took bread at the meal and he gave thanks to God for the bread. He blessed it. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Every time you eat it, do it in remembrance of me." Likewise, when the supper was over, he took the cup, he gave thanks to God, he blessed it, and he gave it to his disciples, shared it with everyone at the table, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant for the forgiveness of sins. Every time you drink this, do it in remembrance of me." Let us pray. God, pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and juice for us. Make them be for us the body and love of Christ, that we might be strengthened, sustained, and fulfilled by this meal, that it would give us strength to go forward and fill the other hungers that we long for in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the bread of life, which is broken for you. Take, eat. Do it in remembrance of Jesus. The cup of salvation of God's grace poured out for you. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for this holy meal in which you have shared with us. May it be a reminder to us this day and all days that we eat, that we commune, that we fill our hungers, that our world is hungry for more community, more love, more justice. And may this meal fill us and sustain us and then strengthen us for that work ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.
One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup.
And now I invite you to receive this benediction. May the grace of God and the love of Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. As you go from this place, walk with faith, live with hope, and serve with the love of God. Amen.